You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
New general's office. The general was sitting there putting things away, and he knocked on the door, and the door was open. The general said, "Yes, Private, I'll be with you in just a moment. I have to take this phone call." So he picked up the phone and said, "Yes, Mr. President, that's right. I'll be there in Washington, D.C. tomorrow morning at 0900, and we can discuss this matter at that time. You're welcome, Mr. President. Happy to give you my advice. I'll see you tomorrow." And he hung up the phone. And then he looked up the door again. The private was still politely standing there and said, "Yes, Private, what can I do for you?" And quite bashfully, the private said, "Sir, I've been sent here to install your phone." I suspect that most of us would rank humility at the top of our list of most admired virtues. Certainly, this is one of the primary reasons I think that Pope Francis is so well liked and admired by so many citizens in our country and by people all over the world. His life exudes humility as he visits with the poor and the homeless, the imprisoned and the refugees, the lonely and the forgotten. His approach to ministry is that a good shepherd must smell like the sheep. He makes it quite clear, time and time again, that there is no place in the church for elitism or careerism. Hence, like Jesus, Pope Francis constantly teaches us, both by his word and by his example, that in the kingdom of God, anyone who wishes to be first must be willing to be the last of all and the servant of all. He reminds us, by his example, it's not about status, it's about service. This third Sunday of September is designated by the bishops of our country as Catechist Sunday, or Catechetical Sunday, a time when we honor and bless all those who serve the church by teaching the faith in a formal setting, not just to our children, but also to all those who seek to deepen their understanding of the Scriptures, the Church, and the person of Jesus. Again, as Pope Francis reminds us, the most effective teachers are the ones who live what they teach, so that they indeed teach by word and by example. And as all parents are reminded of the day of their children's baptism, they are to be the first teachers of their children in the ways of the faith, and also be the best of teachers, bearing witness to the faith by what they say and do. For in the long run, faith is primarily caught, not taught. Catechists do not usurp the role of parents, but rather they complement the work of parents by working together collaboratively with them to give their children a better understanding of the faith that we treasure. When Jesus wanted to teach his 12 apostles this important lesson of service, he takes a little child and stands the child in their midst and puts his arms around the child and then says, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me." It's important to note that a child in the Mediterranean culture of Jesus' day was at the very bottom of society. They had no legal rights. They were powerless and weak. They did not treat children with the same reverence and the same attention that we may give to them in the 21st century in our culture. And so the image of Jesus putting his arms around this child reminds us that we too must pay special attention to the little ones, the weak, the vulnerable, and the lowly. This is why Pope Francis, when he comes to our country this week, will spend time visiting with prisoners, refugees, immigrants, and children, thus reminding us that we too must put those who are last first if we are to call ourselves servants of God and disciples of the Lord Jesus. Just as the Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve, so too it must be for each one of us. When we put others before ourselves, we are putting God first, for we believe that God is indeed present in the other, especially the least of our sisters and brothers. This is what humility looks like. And when we exude humility in all of our words and deeds, we, like Pope Francis, are truly proclaiming to all the world that God is good.
All the time.
All the time.